special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. To all beef patty special sauce. Lettuce,
welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. It's a crazy night. Yeah, you got the kids from school, you had to work late, you're rushing around, what are you going to have for dinner? Uh-oh, there's no food in the house. So you turn to fast food. You may not want to, the kids kind of like it because they have that new toy from that new movie and they want to get it, so... All right, we're having fast food for dinner tonight. When you think of healthy dining choices for your kids, chances are that fast food isn't the first thing that comes to mind. There are countless nutritional pitfalls to avoid on fast food kids' menus. In recent years, however, some of the more popular fast food chains have begun providing healthier alternatives to the classic burger and fries combo. In fact, according to the Yale Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity, the number of possible kids' meal combinations available at these restaurants has increased 54% from 2010 to 2013. With water and juice, fruits, and leaner cuts of meat on the menu, fast food restaurants now allow children to enjoy their food without the same degree of health risk. That said, fast food chains still have a long way to go. Many options remain perilously high in calories and fat, and it's important to make the correct decisions when it comes time to eat. All right, here we go. Some of the best and worst in kids' nutritional options from America's favorite fast food chains. We start with good old Mickey D's, McDonald's. McDonald's devotes an entire section of its website to nutritional choices, specifically nutritional choices for children. According to Jeff Stratton, president of McDonald's USA, McDonald's Happy Meals have automatically included apple slices since 2012, a change that has resulted in 20% fewer calories in all of the most popular Happy Meal choices. Opting for the four-piece white meat nuggets, apple slices, low-fat strawberry yogurt, and apple juice will put your child's meal at a reasonable 335 calories and 12 and a half grams of fat. That is pretty good for fast food. As fast food aficionados know, you could do much more damage to your system with this menu. Take, for example, a cheeseburger Happy Meal with a side of yogurt and a chocolate milk. This selection will total out at 580 calories and 16 and a half grams of fat. Next up, Wendy's. A standard Wendy's kids meal with a cheeseburger, fries, and signature Frosty contains 710 calories and 29 grams of fat, making it less than the perfect nutritional meal for your child. Cut out unnecessary calories and fat by selecting from the fast food chain's updated, fresher, and more heart-healthy menu. A kids meal consisting of chicken nuggets, apple slices, and water has only 220 calories and 12 grams of fat. Even opting for just one of the healthier sides or mains will save your child about 200 calories. This according to the Wendy's website. The next one, our old friend, the Colonel, KFC. Like most of the restaurants on this list, Kentucky Fried Chicken, they don't like calling it that anymore, isn't known for its health food, but the selection has widened considerably over the past decade. To satisfy your child's appetite without spoiling or his or her balanced diet, order a KFC Little Bucket consisting of four original recipe chicken bites, a side of green beans, a side of applesauce, and a Capri Sun to drink, all for 245 calories and 6 grams of fat. That's very good, according to the KFC website. Consider these options over a little bucket with a chicken little sandwich, macaroni, applesauce, and 2% milk, which totals 650 calories and 26 grams of fat. That is a big difference. The next one is Burger King. In an interesting contrast to McDonald's, Burger King has eliminated French fries entirely from the children's menu section of its website. Just like at McDonald's, they are available upon request, though they do come at a fatty cost. Next time you're at Burger King looking for one of the healthier choices off the children's menu, try a four-piece chicken nugget BK meal with apple slices and Capri Sun. This combination will round out to 300 calories and 11 grams of fat. Meanwhile, a cheeseburger BK meal with Satis fries and chocolate milk will come in at 620 calories and 22 and a half grams of fat. And the final one is Arby's. Although Arby's is known and loved for its curly fries and roast beef, the restaurant has also jumped on the healthy choices bandwagon by adding applesauce and fruit juice choices to its kids' menu in recent years. Here, your child can enjoy the relatively healthy option of a junior roast beef sandwich and applesauce and a Capri Sun fruit juice together for just 350 calories and 8 total grams of fat. This is a much more health-conscious option than, say, an order of prime-cut chicken tenders with a side of curly fries and a chocolate milk, a meal consisting of 620 calories and a whopping 26.5 grams of fat. Hello. That's more than half of your child's recommended daily fat intake, according to Livestrong. So, What do you get your kids when you go to the fast food restaurants? Did you even know they had these other options with apple slices and yogurts and things like that? I know people that go into McDonald's and Burger King and they order adult-sized items for little kids. They shouldn't be eating all that. So, next time you go in there, you can eat much better than you thought you would be eating when you first did go in there. But it's a guilty pleasure. Every kid likes a little fast food once in a while. And fess up, Mom. Fess up, Dad. So do you. Well, stay with us coming up next. Unexpected places you might run into real-life robots. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's the first player to return to the NBA after a kidney transplant, and his Memorial Day miracle shot helped lead the San Antonio Spurs to their first world title.
Into Sean Elliott. He fires the three.
So where is Sean Elliott now? After retiring in 2001, Sean worked for NBC, ABC, and ESPN before settling in as color commentator for local TV broadcast in San Antonio. The Spurs honored Sean in 2005 by retiring his jersey. Sean made headlines in 2012 when Sacramento Kings player DeMarcus Cousins confronted Sean after Sean criticized DeMarcus on air for trash talking. Looks like Sean Elliott's on a mission to stop trash talking. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Does it seem like all you do is rework? Would you stop doing all the do-overs? Well, if you're like most folks, and I suspect you have at least a few things in common, much of all you do is rework. Here's the social science of it. You know the drill. You think the problem's fixed, and then something happens. The problem's not solved, or someone sabotaged it, or the customer didn't like the fix, and now you get to do it all over again. Here's the observational statistic. 25% of all work is rework, do-overs, refixes. What's the cheap psychological trick? Create a fix, and at the same time, create a backup plan, because you'll need it one out of every four times. Then when the problem rears its ugly head once again, it won't feel like rework. Just implement Plan B. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.